It's another episode of WTS, What the Schrock, Lincoln Kaleigh Schrock. Where's the Lincoln come from? You never use that. It's in all the like press stuff, though.
Yeah, my first name's Lincoln. My parents, I mean, they really botched this one. You know, they named Lincoln Kaleigh Schrock. My dad's name is Lincoln as well, but we don't share the same middle name. My middle name's Kaleigh, but I have a half-sister who I think she's my full sister, obviously. We grew up together, but she didn't want to call me by my dad's name when I was born. She didn't want to call me Lincoln because she called my dad Lincoln, so she wanted my parents to call me Kaleigh. So that's kind of how, you know, when my friends came over, it was Kaleigh, and as I grew older and went to school, I kind of veered more towards Lincoln, and I think, you know, people at the office call me Lincoln, but at the rink, they call me Kaleigh. and the fans call me Schrocky, so I have, like, three names. It's kind of goofy. it is what it is.
When I'm trying to be professional, I say Angela, but if I'm just, like, in my normal life, then I'll be Angie.
Exactly. It's the same way. It's the same way with me. You know, I remember in elementary school, you know, the teacher the first day would say, "It's Lincoln Schrock here," and all my friends would giggle and laugh and call me Lincoln Log and Abraham. Yeah, I've heard it all. But,
If you're getting yelled at by a coach, what do they call you?
Schrocky.
Yeah.
Everybody in the hockey realm, it's Schrocky.
Schrocky's my favorite. I like that. I think I'm going to start calling you Schrocky.
Yeah, you can call me Schrocky. You can call me whatever you want.
Hockey's big on nicknames, though. I mean, nobody gets called by their real name, do they?
No. It's easy on the ice to communicate with people if they've got, like, a short nickname. Because some of these guys are Europeans or Canadians with these long names. And you can't waste time trying to, you know, pronounce a name on the ice when you need a puck and you're trying to score a goal. So it's just, we simplify things. You know, hockey players, we're not the smartest people on earth. We need to simplify it. So we do.
Oh, that's amazing.
Talking to Kaleigh Schrock here on 95.1, it's Dirk and Angie.
I think the biggest thing that happened since we talked to you last is you got in a fight.
I did get in a fight. It was a pretty gruesome one, too.
You really? Did you win?
I would say it was close. I would say, yeah, I probably won 51-49. Wow. At the end of the fight, there was blood all over my jersey, and the trainer was looking at me. We couldn't figure out if it was his blood or my blood. But the brutal thing was, we had a skate with the kids after the game, and I always go out there because my two nieces and nephews skate, and I love. My niece, she's three, she always wants me to, you know, skate around with her. And, you know, so I'm picking her up, and she finally realizes that there's this blood on my jersey. And she's like, "Uncle K, that's Aki."
Yeah. Your next fight will be 100. I'm so excited about that.
I know. You know what? It was like 2 weeks on What the Schrock at 98, so I said, you know, I got to do Angie and Dirk a favor. I got to get to 99 and really build up the, you know, the intensity and the for the next show.
We appreciate you thinking of us. It's Dirk and Angie on 95.1 WTS. What the Schrock? You were telling us off the air you could be in trouble this Christmas.
I'm a real tree guy, so I got the real tree in the house. And I came home last week, and my oldest niece and my girlfriend were painting turquoise bulbs, and I'm a traditional guy. And I said, "Oh, what are you guys doing?" And like, "Oh, we're painting the Christmas tree ornaments." And I said, "Oh," I said, "I don't think those are going to go on my tree." So now we have to have two different trees. My girlfriend's got to have one tree because she's more modern, but I'm totally traditional. Like, you know, I like the old ornaments that I've grown up as a kid, and that's just what I think about when I think about Christmas. But you know, Christmas is different for everybody, so we had to compromise, and we're going to have two different trees in the house this year.
You say you're going to compromise, but who has the better spot?
We had to get my ornaments on the tree that I put up right away because she doesn't have her tree here yet.
Okay.
But her family lives an hour away, so right now I have the better spot. But next year I will give her the good spot, and I will put my, you know, traditional ornaments on my smaller tree.
That's wow. so thoughtful. Look at that. You're a good guy. Look at you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I felt bad after. I'm like, what are you guys doing with these turquoise? Because I don't want turquoise ornaments on the tree, but hey, you know, some people like that.
Mine's all pink. I have pink lights, all pink ornaments. Everything is pink on my tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't dig that. Are you a traditional guy, Dirk?
Yeah, oh yeah. I've got stuff on there that like the kids made in third grade. And, you know, it's like forever. It's uh-huh. like, really, do we need this stuff? I mean, it's made out of cardboard and plant. You know, it's like, but it's still up there because that's what the kids did. So, yep, that's the whole tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always used to get real trees when I was growing up. And when they'd cut the bottom of the tree off, my dad would save them and, you know, and put like 1990 and 91, whatever year it was. And I was pulling some of those out, and Morgan was like, are you serious? You're putting that up? You know, I'm like, hey, it's just what we've always done, you know? So
it is interesting when you're in relationships, the different Christmas traditions
right.
from family to family and how you like incorporate them together. I will agree with you there. That's different. I just called off my engagement a few weeks ago, and there were ornaments that we had together from the tree, you know? So when I was putting the Ooh. Tree up this year, I was like, I don't think so. Trash,
yeah,
trash, trash,
that's
trash.
Tough. That's tough. Yeah, but I do have to give her credit. She's got a good style, and, you know, she's actually finishing up art education degree, so she knows what she's doing. I bet her tree's going to look a heck of a lot better than mine. I will give her that. So.
All right, before we let you go, let's take a look at the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter. Your fight this week brought your total number of fights so far this season to 6, with a career number of fights at 99, according to the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter.
Well, let's get to 100 then.
I know, that's right. Rawr!
All right. Maybe the Coliseum Friday or Saturday night.
Yep, Friday or Saturday night. Hopefully, you know, we get a lot of fans out there. We did get a lot of fans of the snow this last weekend. We had a tough trip to KZ, but maybe I'll get 100 before Christmas. And everyone can have a Merry Christmas.
It'll
How's
be a
that?
Christmas miracle.
Something right. like that.
All right, we'll see you later, man. Have a good rest of the week.
Hey, you too, guys.